Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up.
It's the wrong company, but I'll take it. Hey, coming up, just a few minutes, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Hawks take on the Flames Sunday, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons. Find them online at fourseasonsheatingcooling.com or listen to your chance to win tickets all regular season long. Paul Bryan is joining us. He is everybody's favorite car guru.
He is.
And he is standing by. He, you know him, you love him. For many years, he did radio shows here at WGN, amongst other radio stations, talking about the auto industry. Now he is the co-host of His Turn, Her Turn. Are you the her or the his in that? I don't know. What are you, Paul?
I have trouble identifying from time to time.
That's okay. Let us know when you when
he's,
you do.
He's non-binary, cisgender. Anyway, the point is...
I do the her thing, but then I sound like Judy Topinka. You know, I sound like
too soon.
Hello, darling. Yeah, I like
she was the best. God love her. All right, hey, let's talk about GM here. This is very important. GM is going to cut 15,000 jobs. It's gonna shutter. It says here 8 factories throughout North America. What does this mean for the auto industry, or is this just a GM problem?
This means General Motors woke up. Where have they been in this decision to get rid of these sedans that nobody is buying? I'm hearing all of this kerfuffle stuff about, oh my God, they're going to stop making an Impala and a Cruise and a Volt, and I'm going, well, hell, nobody was buying them anyway. What's everybody upset about? So, from a production standpoint, if that happens and you have to shift production to where people are buying vehicles, which is in sport utility vehicles and crossover vehicles, then, you know, there are going to be some plants that are going to suffer and there's going to be some consolidation that goes on. And I think it's a relatively natural order of things. Now, in the mix of that, there's some Canadian involvement in that. And boy, if you think the American UAW are getting militant, you ain't seen nothing, baby. Canadian UAW guys are cheesed. But it's like they're perpetually cheesed.
So, okay, but what does ultimately that mean for GM, though?
Well, it means that they're going to be able to cut back on some of their expenditure. They expect that they're going to be able to save about $6 billion per year, which is smart. You know, anytime you can cut that kind of fat out of what it is that you're doing makes an awful lot of sense. So they're going to do that. The part that kind of mystifies me in all of this is why they're going to be putting so much into... I understand that electrification is coming. Electrification, folks, does not mean pure electrics. It means that there's some electric assist, or it might be a hybrid or something like that. The market is just not expanding at a rate that would warrant that kind of capital assets and engineering that it appears they're going into. And frankly, I view that as something that
that's not just a GM. That's just not a GM problem, though, because Tesla is all about the electric.
Yeah, it's another thing you have to remember to charge. It's really when it's all electric, which is a problem.
Yeah, but you see, the difference is that, like, when Jaguar, go out and test drive a Jaguar I-Pace, and then go test drive a Tesla, whatever they make with the,
Tesla.
Little wrapping things that they keep their cars together with. And you see the difference between a really quality-built automobile that Jaguar is doing and one that is, kind of trendy, it's cool, and I know you're going to kick my butt on this, but, You know that I've not been a fan.
I don't know if Ann's going to kick your butt on this.
You've turned out a few of the things you warned me about turned out to be very, very true, Paul Bryan. I should have listened to you from the start. Although it's a gorgeous car. It really is. I love it. I want to ask you about Mary Barra, the CEO's statement, though, because she did specifically, she didn't talk about tariffs in her statement that I saw. She didn't talk about we're shifting jobs overseas and any of that. She talked about specifically that we're going to get ahead of these trends in a strong economy, and we're going to shut down those underperforming plants when they're making cars nobody's buying, and we're going to deal with autonomous electric cars and driverless cars of the future. Does that mean we would see potential plant expansion or even new plants that would deal in those types of vehicles?
It's kind of hard to say at this point because you don't know that horizon for widespread level five, take your hands off, read the Tribune kind of driving that people are talking about from an autonomous standpoint. I don't know if that's going to happen in our lifetime, guys. That's not something, people pick up whatever they pick up and they say, oh, gee, we're going to be able to get that. Within 5 years, we're going to have that. And the kids are out there going, oh, gee, mom, dad, that'll be great. That's a long way over the horizon. There's some driver assist stuff that makes sense, and it's good technology, and it'll be a good thing to have in the industry. It's helpful out in safety things. But to get to that point where you're looking at autonomous vehicles, even Google's Waymo unit last week, they're kind of starting to acknowledge that. Wozniak came out last week as well, and he said, look, I'm just tired of the lies about this. He said, this isn't happening
at the
rate that everybody wants.
Right, I understand, but there are more immediate short-term issues here for General Motors, and I guess that's what I really want to get to here, which is...
And the money saving is that, they have to save money, and they have to start building more product where people are buying product. Every time I'm on with you, the percentage of vehicles that are purchased in the CUV and SUV category grows. Every month, you see more and more of that.
And you've already seen Ford. Ford announced last year that they were going, earlier this year, I should say, that they were going to get out of the sedan industry. And Chevy, although didn't officially announce it, you were starting to hear, all the industry press and analysts were saying that it's only a matter of time before you see GM get out of the sedan industry. But how has Ford been able to make that announcement and not have the kind of cuts that you're seeing GM make?
Well, remember that Ford 10 years ago was in a big different position from the way that General Motors was. Ford had they were not in a position that GM and Chrysler was in. That GM and Chrysler had a lot of catch-up ball to do before they were able to go ahead and make some of the advances that Ford Motor Company has.
Well, and Ford didn't take the bailout money, but GM did, and that's something that the president is talking about today, which is they took the bailout money and now they're all screwed up. I mean, is there a relationship between taking the bailout money and now not going through it for it, being in better shape than
I don't know if there's any kind of a causal nexus there, but it certainly is not. I think it's just more timing woe than anything else. General Motors they got to make a move on this stuff because the industry is moving. So now they're able to do stuff like that. When you take a look at the moves that Marchionne made at Chrysler before he died last summer, talk about a guy that saved a company. Oh, miracle. He just did a magnificent job. And now, when you take a look at the most profitable section of the automotive industry, and folks, that is pickup trucks. Ford Motor Company right now has for 37, 39, 40 years, since Lincoln came out to
F-150.
Has been the biggest selling vehicle in America, not just the best selling truck, but sell more of those than anything else. Chevy came out with a new Silverado last year. it's up for North American Car and Truck of the Year. I'm on the jury for that. And when we got together for the
since you're on the jury, I got a little something for you. Since you know we're a Chevy family around here. You know, I got a little something. It's a case.
I got the call.
Yeah,
from Mike Monaco already.
Did you get my flowers? Hey, all right, very quickly, I got to run here, but does this? Should we be concerned about a slowdown in the automotive industry here? Is this the canary in the coal mine? What happened to GM today?
Last year, or let's see, 2 years ago, we had a star that was huge, and everybody said, "Oh no, that's not going to last." And it came down a minimal percentage. It was down a couple of tenths of a point. It's probably going to have a drop of maybe a tenth, two tenths as well this year. It depends on how much money they put out on the hood of the stuff that's in inventory right now in terms of rebates and incentives. I'm not foreseeing it. I think the industry is going to stay very, very strong.
Okay.
And you've got a lot of great new product down here. I mean, 15 minutes ago, I just saw the new Lincoln Aviator that no one has seen. And I took a look at that, and I went, holy smokes, look at that thing.
That's like their mid-size SUV?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a three-row SUV.
Yeah.
And it's spectacular.
What's the trade-in value on a Tesla? So I can figure that out. That exchange.
I'll give you 50, $50 for it right now. Hey,
how much does it weigh?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the battery. You got to get rid of the battery. It's very expensive to get rid of the battery. Have you seen? I just want to ask you this. Out of this is a personal on my Santa list. The Chevy is bringing the Blazer back.
Yes.
And the Chevy Blazer was one of the first vehicles I ever owned, and it was my daughter's first vehicle she ever owned, and I just have a personal affinity for that particular item, and they've remade it into this. I mean, it's the pictures I've seen are gorgeous of what they're doing here. Have you seen it yet?
Well, so how about the Bears, huh?
Oh no. Oh, don't break my heart.
That's not the answer you're looking for.
No, don't. Don't misinterpret what I just said.
It's hard not to.
I can't talk about it.
All right. Okay. That's all I want to know. All right. I'm still excited.
Can't talk about it.
Can I just tell me something? If I'm excited, hold on. If I'm excited, just follow me here, because I already gave you a C note just to try to get the Silverado across the line. What if I told you I was excited about it? Am I okay to feel excited about it?
Oh, jeez.
About a Silverado?
Mm-mm. No, all right, forget it. About the Blazer.
About the Blazer.
Yeah.
I thought I heard Silverado. I apologize. Yes, you have.
Okay. I have all the good reason to be.
I would say you have every right to be excited about it.
So, Johnny was not feeling so good. I'm going to talk to him. Pardon me while I talk to him in car. Johnny was not feeling so good. So, is Johnny feeling better now? That's my question. Is he feeling
Johnny
better?
Johnny feels nice.
Is he feeling real nice?
Good.
He feels real nice.
Feels
okay, good. That's all I want
to make sure he doesn't have the flu.
Since way back, Jack can feel real good.
Real good, real nice. Thank you, Paul Bryan.
Thanks, Paul.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Love you. Love you. Bye.
Love you too.